That's fascinating. You know, as a non-surgeon, I can sort of understand the idea of, okay, fine, I accept the fact that the survival is the same, but I don't want to go through the experience of having a local recurrence. I mean, there's some logic in that, although you're looking at a mastectomy, but on the other hand, you have reconstruction. But this doesn't sound like that was really the case.
Well, I think the recurrence issue is a big issue. And I think that, number one, in the past, we may have overplayed recurrence in an effort to be honest about what was going on. But I think the real message about recurrence today is that, unlike when we first started doing breast-conserving therapy, when recurrence rates at 10 years were 15 or 20%, the data from multiple NSABP trials shows that in patients who received adjuvant therapy, whether it was tamoxifen or chemotherapy, local failure rates at 10 years were less than 5%. And I think that's a very, very important study, because these results were achieved by all different kinds of surgeons, high volume, low volume, not necessarily people at the world's greatest cancer center. And so I think when we talk to women, those kind of numbers, 5% or less, are very much in line with what the risk of local recurrence on the chest wall after mastectomy is.
I'm going to guess those numbers were pre-adjuvant trastuzumab, probably were pre-aromatase inhibitors, so maybe the numbers today are even lower.
They were. I think that's absolutely correct. So I think local recurrence is becoming a much, much, much smaller clinical problem than it was in the past. And so choosing mastectomy now, because you may have a 2 or 3% chance of needing one over the next 10 years, is not immediately logical once you can get your head around all those numbers.
Now, you mentioned the figure of 70%. Do we have an idea what it is nationally? Because you looked at urban areas.
Right. National studies, for example, the National Cancer Database of the American College of Surgeons, showed several years ago that national numbers for DCIS and stage 1 disease were hitting up around the 60 or 70% mark, for stage 2 disease lagging way, way behind. Now, again, these were pre-neoadjuvant chemotherapy as a strategy, although I'm not sure how broadly that strategy has been adopted.